All right, here we go. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Be caller number 9. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Train in concert. Don't miss the multi-Grammy Award-winning diamond-selling band Train when their massive 2026 North American Summer Headline Tour, the Drops of Jupiter 25 Years in the Atmosphere Tour, pulls into Pine Knob Music Theater on August 5th, 2026 for an epic night of music filled with Train's most iconic chart-topping hits, plus special guest Bare Naked Ladies, what? And Matt Nathanson. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword Jupiter to 800-859-0957. Text keyword Jupiter, 800-859-0957. For official rules, visit WJR.com. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster starting 10 a.m. Friday, November 14th. If I look at the calendar correctly, that is this Friday. All right, we are live from the Birch Run Premium Outlets. It is the Deal Hunters weekend this weekend. This broadcast brought to you by Go Great Lakes Bay in Michigan. Go Great. .com. And speaking of great, this guy, Mark Martin, is fantastic. He's been holding a fishing school on Saginaw Bay for 35 years. Mark joins us now. How you doing, Mark? So great to talk to you.
Oh, not too bad. Just coming back from the Keweenaw Peninsula and up there harassing fish and, you know, just keeping in practice, that's all. Except
well,
that
how'd that go?
They actually got ice. Up there, well, I got quite a few fish, and then my buddies came up for bear hunting, and then I left. I baited all their spots for deer, so we'll see how successful. If they're as successful as we were for bear, they should be pretty successful for deer, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm coming back home, though, and doing my thing back down here in the Lower Peninsula. So, no, it's winter up here.
I am so intrigued by everything you just said. You're talking about bear, you're talking about deer, and you're talking about harassing fish. Mark, I want you to be my best friend, if that's okay.
That's all right with me. I like friends. Friends are what makes the world go around. Everybody rubs each other's back, and we have more fun that way. And
amen to that. Amen. Well, Mark, talk to me about the fishing school and the vacation fishing. You've been doing it for so long. You've got ice fishing coming up and all the great things. Tell us a little bit about the school.
Well, I've been doing, like you say, for 30-some years, and it started out in Winnebagoche in Minnesota with Al Linder and Gary Roach. They were the head of the school, and they invited me to be a teacher. They seen something in me at my young age, and then they just said, hey, we don't want to, you know, I mean, we don't have time to do it anymore, but you got what it takes to run this and teach. And so they said, take it wherever you want. So I brought it back to Michigan, and it's gone all the way across the UP and the Lower Peninsula, and just try to bring an experience to fishermen, whether they're advanced fishermen or whether they're amateurs or whether they're beginners. It doesn't matter. We can teach everybody as long as they got an open mind. And it's the small details that we teach you that make all the difference in the world. I'll tell you that. And that's what everybody in the end goes, you know, they kind of poo-poo a lot of stuff that we're telling them, but then they realize that they probably should have listened at the first day and did what we asked them with their equipment and rigged it up the way we told them, because the people that did, they're all catching fish, and they eventually, you know, catch on, and they all, the ones that didn't catch on right away, they all come up to me later and go, if we'd only listened to you on Sunday night and did what you asked of us, we'd have caught a lot more fish.
You know, so you know what happens can I tell you my favorite joke? If you go fishing, if you go fishing, this is a shameless, I mean, this is the worst dad joke in the world, but if you go fishing and you don't catch anything, you just respond and you say, that's why they call it fishing and not catching. You like that one?
I like that. I like using that too. I may be a fisherman that fishes all the time, but I have days like that, you know, and I but you learn what on days like that makes you tougher, and you learn something that it doesn't happen to you again when stuff like
Mark,
that arises.
So Mark, I am a total beginner. I did not grow up fishing, but I really enjoy it. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I try to teach my kids
Perfect.
how to fish.
Perfect.
And we go out there, and sometimes we'll catch something, sometimes we won't. And every time I tell my daughter, that's why they call it fishing and not catching, she'll say, "Dad, stop! Don't." But my name is Dad. Stop. But nonetheless,
Stop.
for a newbie like me, or anybody that would love to start fishing or learn how to do it, you know, what would you suggest? What is your best advice to somebody who is just starting out and really just wants to go have some fun doing it?
You guys are the perfect candidates for the school. We all my pro staff and professionals love to teach people like you because you're like a sponge. You soak up what we tell you. You do what we ask of you, and we watch you excel, and you excel after the school. You're sending us pictures and you're sending us emails and of how successful that you are, because you don't have any preconceived ideas. Where we get some people, they're good fishermen, so they're going to try to teach us how to fish their way, and it always ends up that we should have not done it that way. You know, but
no
it's
doubt
the rank beginners, the ones that don't have any idea what they're doing, they do what they're supposed to do because they don't have any, they've never done it before, so they just do what, jig the way you tell them, put the line out, do what with the hooks, put the swivels on the right way, put the right, they do everything perfect. And they're the ones that by the end of the school on Wednesday, they go, "Man, we had so much fun." And, you know, everybody does, but it's the ones that start out with no idea what they're doing that is so rewarding to all of us, because they're all excited. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to fish my lake and I'm going to take my buddies out and I'm going to show them. And they do. They take their buddies out and their buddies are like, "Yeah, what are you going to teach us? You don't know how to fish." We always take you.
That's amazing.
And all of a sudden they're the teachers because they're doing better than their friends that know how to fish, because they know the little details that orient to them to getting the most amount of fish to come in, get the most amount of bites for the time they're putting out.
Talking to Mark Martin, the owner of Mark Martin's Fishing School, Fishing Vacation School. And Mark's been fishing, having a fishing school on Saginaw Bay for 35 years. And Mark, I know you got the ice fishing school taking place coming up, but really soon in January, before you know it, January's going to be here. What can you tell us about ice fishing and if anybody wants to get in on that?
Well, January 25th through the 28th, it's a Sunday through Wednesday. We start out on the 25th. It's $595 per person, and then we get you special deals on food and lodging, because you know, you can do it yourself, but the food, we all sit down every evening, every morning, and we discuss what we're going to do, and we discuss what we did during the day, and everybody gets to brag about what they did all day long, who they fished with, how many fish they caught, you know, how the big ones that got away. Everybody wants to tell their story. So, but it's a learning process of what they were using and where they were fishing, because everybody doesn't fish in the same spot. They pair off with the different pros that are there. We don't let them go off by themselves. You know, they are with us. Either they're with the pros, or if they got their own machines, they're with the group. They don't leave the group. If they want to go somewhere, they have to talk to the pro in charge of them, you know, and we, you know, spend time with them all the time. You know, we're going from one to another to another, and you do have an opportunity to sit in a pro's shack and go out on his machine, help him set up, help him tear down, fish elbow to elbow with him, and really get a chance to learn, you know. But that, those spots go fast. They cost a little extra, but you get what you pay for. You know, you're going to get your money's worth either way. You know, you just want to be a little bit more attentive and really, you know, get attention from the pro that's the way you want to go, is fish elbow to elbow with them, and then you can ask them question after question after question, you know, and that's how you're going to learn. Asking questions makes a big difference.
Mark, I really enjoyed this conversation. Please, go for it. You got something else?
I just going to say, going out with us, the pros know how to keep you safe and get you back safe, you know, where
that's
somebody
the most
might
important
not
part,
know the
Mark.
Ice can. Yeah, it's safety first.
Getting back.
getting out there and getting back without getting wet.
Right.
And all my guys, no ice, you know. And
hey,
so don't be afraid to go with
us. Mark, I'm up against it, my man. I have really enjoyed this conversation thoroughly. Check him out, Mark Martin's Fishing Vacation School over there on Saginaw Bay. Some of the best walleye fishing in the country, no doubt about it. We're coming right back here at Bertrand Premium Outlets, 760 WJR.